Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryder Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. It's conference tournament week, so we will be talking about the big games to look forward to in the Ford County Conference Tournament and the Carolina Conference Tournament this week. And we'll also talk about some baseball and soccer coming up in the near future weeks. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Hey, Ryan, it's good to be with you. You know, the intensity during basketball season is getting ready to ramp up to another level coming up this coming week and the following week with the conference tournaments and then the state playoffs coming up. So it's going to be a fun time here in the next couple of weeks to be a basketball fan here in Sampson County.
It's great to be with you again, Ron, for this 15th episode of the Sampson County Sports Podcast. And we'll go ahead and get started talking about some big basketball games this past week as the Dark Horses defeated Trask and Wallace Rose Hill to go on a 19-game win streak to finish out the season 21-2 going into the conference tournament. Looking at that team against Wallace, just a really high-powered, up-tempo team. As we've said during throughout the season, Wallace just couldn't stop them.
Yeah, I think the Clinton Dark Horse boys basketball team is probably playing their best basketball right now. And what's encouraging is if you watch the way these guys are playing, they really play together well. But they rather play defense than they had offense. And when you've got that mentality, you know, you've heard the saying that defense wins championships. So they've got that mentality, and I think this is a special group that can hopefully get deep into the playoffs.
Looking at this team and past teams in the Clinton Dark Horse history, this might be one of the most better teams that Coach Jordan has had playing together in the past season.
Oh, it definitely is. You know, if you look back at the history of these young men and where they were at middle school, on in the JV and what have you, they have not lost a lot of basketball games. They're really a great bunch of young men. They're talented. They like having fun on the court. And so, you know, all that translates into, you know, into wins. And so hopefully they can continue on. You know, but the thing about playoffs is one and done, right? So you have to really come and bring your A game every game, as the Dark Horses last year, you know, found that out during the state playoffs.
The Dark Horses will face Union in the first round of the Ford County Conference Tournament this week at Clinton at a Sampson Middle School. The gym at Clinton will not be ready for the end of the season, so they'll just finish out at the middle school. Looking at that game, Union wins their first conference game this past week against East Bladen, a big accomplishment for the Spartans there.
Yeah, you know, really no expectations here as far as it being a competitive game. This game will be over with by halftime, I'm sure. You know, it is what it is. The Union Spartans really, you know, Keeger trying to really build a program down there. That takes time. He's got some really good kids coming up from the JV and middle school. So it'll take time. But as far as this year goes, this, as I said, this game will be over with by halftime, and the Dark Horses will be getting ready for on Wednesday.
And the girls' team on the other side for Clinton will face Trask in the first round of their tournament. They are on a 14-game win streak. Their last loss came to Millbrook back in a Christmas tournament, so it's been a while since they've lost. But looking at this game, Trask obviously 0-14 this year in the conference, and we've said it time and time again that the Dark Horses will run the table and possibly make it to third, fourth round of the tournament.
Yeah, you know, the only question that we're going to have with this first round game in the tournament for the girls basketball team for Clinton is how many points are they going to score, and how quick is it going to be a running clock? And so that's the two questions that we're going to have to ask ourselves. Maybe we can take some guesses on that instead of guessing who's going to win the game. But, you know, the Dark Horse ladies team is, you know, they're a good squad. You know, they're, you know, and let's don't forget about, you know, we talk a lot about Michaela Boykin, but let's don't forget about Alex Kennedy. Alex Kennedy, the second leading scorer in the conference. She got her 1,000th point this past week, and she's only a junior. So, you know, we'll be talking a lot more about her next year as she becomes the spotlight for the Dark Horses. But she's really a key component of this Dark Horse team. You know, we talk a lot about Michaela, and yeah, she's great. But when you've got an Alex Kennedy, that really can make you a tough team to cover. And so I think the dark horses are going to run right through this conference tournament and not even look back.
We mentioned the boys team playing together, and we can also say that for the girls team. You've got Michaela Boykin and Alex Kennedy both scoring 1,000 points this year. But the whole team is playing together this year, and hopefully look for a good tournament seed, as the high school OT predicts Clinton to be a 2 seed in the 2A girls East bracket. Some pretty good teams in that bracket. We've got Northside Jacksonville at number 10 at the same bracket, possibly another rematch of that game.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. I know probably Clinton has that game circled for sure. You know, East Duplin's not bad as well. So, you know, as you get further into the playoffs, it's going to be tough for, you know, it's going to get tougher and tougher. And so the great thing is Clinton should have at least three home games in the playoffs, boys and girls. So it's going to be interesting to see as the playoffs continue and the competition gets a little tougher, how, you know, the girls react not having to play much competition other than the high school OT this year.
And we'll jump ahead to the Carolina Conference Tournament as Lakewood and Hobson are competing in that. Hobson facing Rosewood and Lakewood facing Princeton. All four of those teams competing to get into the tournament this year. Hobson and Lakewood getting some good seeds in that tournament as well. Looking down that tournament bracket for the state playoff, you got Hobson at number 21 facing a good team, Pergumans, and then possibly facing James Keenan, a conference rival there in that tournament. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, Hobson's had a good year. I think, you know, the first round of these conference tournaments, those are two winnable games for both Hobson and Lakewood. You know, and Hobson's a dangerous team sitting there at that, you know, these are projected seeds, so we won't know the real seeds until probably Sunday afternoon. But, you know, Hobson's probably a team that you don't want to play in that first or second round of the state playoffs.
It should be an interesting state playoff as the tournament gets ready to start up in the near future, in the next couple of weeks. But let's talk about some baseball and some women's soccer as they approach to end off the show today. You've got baseball starting up in the next week as Midway faces Cape Fear on the 18th. And obviously we've seen Cape Midway make it to the state championship in the past years. And then Clinton and James Keenan face on the 24th the next week. So looking at baseball season as we approach the season, what can we look forward to as county teams face off?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. There's a new pitch count rule that's coming out this year that's really going to change the dynamics of how you think and coach. Kids are not going to be able to pitch as much as they have in the past. You're going to have more pitchers because of the pitch count rule that's come in effect. And so I think you're going to see early on coaches really trying to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do, who can pitch for me, those kind of things. It's going to level out the talent a little bit because now you're going to need more than one or two starters that can give you some innings. So it's going to be interesting to see Clinton depth wise. Really got to find some pitching. They've got the opportunity to be really good. Obviously, Midway's going to be a team to reckon with in this conference. Just don't forget about you know, Hobson's had some good teams coming up in their conference. You know, baseball. It's one of my favorite sports to watch because you never know what's going to happen from night to night.
And then women's soccer, the Clinton girls team, obviously a power in the county. Their first game is at New Hanover on the 21st, and then they faced Hoggard right after that. So two 4A schools they're facing. Some really big opponents there for the women's team.
Yeah, you know, you said a power in the conference, and no doubt about that. They're also a power in the state, so I anticipate them really having a great record coming through conference and having a high seed in the state playoffs and making a good run as it comes to the state playoffs.
The Clinton girls' first home game won't be until March 16th against Triton. So if you want to go out and support the Clinton girls team, go on and go support practically all your teams if they play each other this year. So,
I got one other thing, Ryan, I want to bring up to you. I want to congratulate the middle school team, boys basketball team, as they completed their season this year, finishing 11-2, winning the regular season conference championship, co-champions along with Midway Middle School. Congratulations to Midway as well. But they won a nail-biter in the tournament championship game against Midway Middle the other night in overtime, 45-41 to win the conference tournament as well. So congratulations. That's 6 years in a row, and it was a lot of fun. So congratulations to all the young men on that
team. Congratulations to you. You're the head coach.
Appreciate that.
Head coach Ron Davis of the Sampson Middle School. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.